We live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it in the rain? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of time and rain.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wednesday, and it's Cash Flow. John Stadtmiller, and out on the left coast on this 30th day of April, 2008.
Hey, John. Hey, everybody. It's James Martinez in California. How's it going, John?
It is going. I never got a return to my fax that I'd sent over. Were you able to get a hold of Steven?
What did you fax me today?
No, not you, Steve.
Oh, I have emailed him, and I have not heard back from him, so that doesn't really mean anything at the moment. I don't know. I have left a message for him, so I'll be able to find out what the story is.
I understand that we have Bob Neverett on today. We'll bring him up after the first break here. By the way, I saw the news in Hollywood and Vine.
Ah.
What is somebody?
And what did you think about that?
Well, is somebody cashing in on an insurance policy or what?
I don't know. I hear later what happens behind the scenes if there's some big thing at Hollywood event, of course, but I haven't got enough information on it yet. Mm-hmm. What did you think about it?
I'm not sure. Just some construction and renovation going on, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, the way things are out there, I'm wondering if somebody didn't get in the middle of a project and decide, you know, I'm going to pull the plug on this. Let's just burn it down and collect a little bit of insurance money and walk away from this deal.
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, it would not surprise me.
It's just that, you know, people are like that. Yeah, they are.
Especially now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know exactly what we're going to be talking to Mr. Neverett about today. What subject matter are we going to cover?
I think I'm going to let him introduce that. I mean, I have not spoken with Bob for quite some time other than a couple of emails because, as you know, he's been traveling a little bit. I'm interested to see his particular angle on the current financial situation and his kind of, shall we say, educational perceptual shift of the matter for people to see this financial thing in a different way than they've been accustomed to for so long. I mean, I spoke a little bit about that yesterday, and I continue to do that because most people do not understand or are not aware specifically that a lot of these things having to do with the credit card debt and continual use, ritual use of credit cards and the way the entrapment works on that. They're not aware of why it's happening to them, why it continues to get happens to them. You know, because, like you said, like heroin addicts, they want more heroin.
There you go.
And when that stops, you know, there's usually a big problematic anger issue directed at you. You know, John, when you talk to somebody about some of this stuff, the first thing they do is like, what? What are you doing? Get out of my face. You know, that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I guess we're not going to have time to do this today, but as I suspected, the U.S. dollar is looking for places to go to try to make returns. Apparently, there's a lot of countries with record crop grains, but the speculators in there, just as the people speculated on, well, real estate and the dot-coms and speculated on this, speculated on that, apparently this is the true boogeyman behind these shortages out there. The question is, are we really short of grains and things of that nature? Or is it the speculators that are pushing up the price and people can't afford it, and that's why they're starving? We'll take the break. James Neverett with us today. Out on the left coast, got James Martinez sitting here in Central Texas, John Stadtmiller. We'll be right back, right after this short break.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Bob, how you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, James. I'm doing great. I had a good break.
It's been a while since we all got together.
What'd you say?
It's been a while since we've all talked together.
Yes, I mean, I was on April 16th, John, for an hour with James, and I upped the ante on that show because I hadn't been on for a few weeks, so I thought I'd create a new level of intensity, but I'm willing to be more balanced today.
All right. Well, what do you want to get into, Bob?
Well, you know the cliche that the market or the economy is based on perception?
Yes.
That's the general wisdom of the last 30 years. Well, where did the idea that is based on perception come from, and was it forced on us? I would say it was forced on us because once we moved into the information economy in the 30s, and then it became really rigid in the 60s and 70s, the economy was perception. It's not that the economy is based on perception. Perception is the economy. And so then it becomes a matter of who is controlling the microphone that provides the content of the perception. And generally, people have agreed, out of all kinds of naive and innocent reasons, that the White House should be the controller of the microphone. But does the White House offer any form of control? No, it represents an American style of living. So then we get the idea that America is the global hologram, or the globalizing perception that rules us. We've come to the point today with the incredible democratization of perception generators, which is known as the Internet, where anybody can create their own news site and blogosphere. So therefore, it's really hard to get a standard on what the perception could be if it was accepted that it was imposed on us. And it has been accepted, but the effect of the Internet is to reject the idea of being imposed upon, and beginning with commentators like Rush Limbaugh in the 80s and 90s, and then the later people of this last decade, they bash the general consensus or perception generated by the White House and say that their perception is more accurate and demand truth in the major media in generating the general perception. So now that's reached anarchistic proportions, so nobody can agree on what the perception is. And since the economy is perception, that's why there's no agreement among the older technologies, which we call banks, on how to perceive where we are, and so therefore no trust, therefore no communication and dialogue, and they call it the credit crunch. That is the problem we have to deal with. This is the problem Ron Paul has to deal with, how to overcome the death of the consensus that perception is the economy. You follow me?
Right.
You have any suggestions how we work on that?
Geez, Bob, I haven't talked in a long time, and you just shelled me here.
All right, great.
I'll tell you what, rephrase your question then.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, rephrase.
That wasn't fair what I did, but it is tough. I'm just saying that we need to explore this together, and there's not an easy solution, considering that verbal speech, which is what the White House used to impose upon us as the way of generating the perception that all the older media could invest around the options provided by the mouth that spoke from the White House. Since we've had 7 years of a non-communication from the mouth of the White House, that has really created incredible uncertainty.
Well, it's not that they haven't communicated. What they've communicated is just bald-faced lies, and nobody's buying it. I made the observation.
Okay, John, let's hold that point. I would say it doesn't matter whether it was a lie. We talk about it as the fallibility of the Bush administration because they lied, but we're missing the point that perception as an economy always was a semi-lie, because anything could be generated, any fad, any interest, like junk bonds or derivatives. So let's look at not calling it a lie. It's the problem that they cannot control the perception anymore because there's too many perceivers. That's my structural point.
So why don't they say that then?
Ah, that's the issue. That's why I'm on your show. I'm the only one who will say this. Admit. Now, another factor is that we in the intelligence agencies know that this issue I'm bringing up could be discussed by the White House, because to discuss it does not solve it. It's that tough of a problem. And that's why we're not going to have a crash. We're not going to have any of these dire situations where you're going to have to rely on beans, bullion, and bullets, because perception will continue to ride, even though it's so transparent and flimsy. And that is the issue. That is the question of how we get through that, quote, hypocrisy or refusal of general recognition of the problem of communication today. And that is what we talk about in the corporate advisory councils I'm in. That is our problem. And I'm telling it to you, and I'm not violating national security, because even discussing it does not solve the problem.
Oh, no. So then if that's not going to solve the problem, what are you strategizing for future trends then, if it's not going to solve the problem?
We watch how people respond to this insoluble problem. And we you know what I mean? Then we figure out how to support that or to conflict with it, because we can always work within the assumption that people have in the information environment that information content runs the show. But no content runs the show. It's the fact that we're using this media that forces the perceptual dilemma on us that runs us. So that's why we say the form of the situation, not the content. And that's why a lot of wealth can be made about all kinds of information on the Internet and other industries, and it's not a matter of whether the information or movies or books are based on truth. It's just niche marketing to different image and personal preferences. So that lying and truth does not enter into where we are today. And Bush knows that. He doesn't mind you calling him a liar. He knows that's not the issue. That's why he looks like a Teflon replay of Reagan. And he even knows that he doesn't have to say anything. This stuns everybody, especially the industries, what we call the L.A., Hollywood, New York, entertainment world, entertainment complex.
They don't know what to say. They don't know what to say.
They don't like the fact that they're obsolete on this level. They think they like to have power. Now, they continue to make money on their information services and content they provide, but they do not have the answers, and that's why the Hollywood left that's behind Hillary are so weak. And why Hillary's weak? The reason is Obama just has to say the word change, which is the most cliche thing you can have, because that's all we have every day is change. Do you know what I mean? So he's propping up the establishment by saying, we want change. Yeah, we're getting lots of it 24/7. And
none of it's any good, but we're getting
none
change.
None of it's any good at all.
All right, but that's why we don't bring in value judgment. It's not good. Lots of people like what they enjoy in the media. All right, partly they're fascinated by this monster of constant 24/7 change, and that's addictive. That's fascinating, and they don't care what's on there. So, yes, the issue of whether it's good or a lie is irrelevant. It's the fact we're swimming in this weird water, which is a tactile situation, which has no boundaries, and you can't determine who's rich, who's poor, who's getting ripped off, and who's ripping people off. All that blurredness is what's driving cultures and people nuts and other people into zombiehood and just living on Prozac to function, because that's all you have to do in this situation, be a zombie.
and we have a nation of zombies. It's true. I mean, James, you're a Hollywood guy. I mean, could you?
No, I'm watching this and I'm listening to what he says. And I know the Hollywood. Anytime they come out with any product, it's going to be relative to things having to do with the past, because that's what they count on. They never come out necessarily with anything original that's groundbreaking per se.
Yeah.
And there's going to be content coming out having to do with all these changes financially that are going on now. But you're saying, Bob, that it doesn't matter if it's just their perception of it that is going to increase revenue. It doesn't even have to be true or not, right?
That's right. And also they could provide revolutionary situations. We could have press conferences and proof that the UFOs landed or that they cured cancer or whatever fantastic things we're hoping for.
And yet, it doesn't matter if it's real or not.
It wouldn't matter to the nature and the water we're swimming in. That's the issue we need to confront. And once we've stated the problem clearly, which I claim I'm doing, then we might have some interesting effects from that, a response. We actually, our people are living today responding to this problem, but it's totally chaotic and idiosyncratic, and why all the extreme forms of behavior we've witnessed compared to the 50s and 60s have unfolded. We're actually living in the most bizarre futuristic situation anyways, but nobody knows how we got there.
Okay, so when you're talking to industrial giants in closed quarters, we don't have to talk about who and what they are, but when you talked with them about this, do they understand what you're talking about?
Yes, I would say they do. And anybody can understand it, because it's how we live. They then say, well, Bob, I hope nobody wakes up to this problem because we don't know how to talk about it. And they say, if we just keep drifting and living in this situation, we've gotten this far. It actually stopped nuclear war 30 years ago, because in the confusion of harnessing a Cold War and then a pre-nuclear war scenario, you couldn't get uniform consensus. So actually the service of this situation is we stumble through. It's called the muddle class. We're not the middle class. We're the muddle class. And we stumble through. Everybody is banking on mediocrity to continue. Now, of course, we've reached the point. Now, this is my big issue now.
Well, just a second. Banking on mediocrity. Can you explain what you mean by that?
On the fact that we don't have to address this issue. It's too big for anybody or group to monitor or to have a press conference and demand addressing of the issue. In other words, denial creates the wealth we have today. But now the problem is we've come to the crunch. It actually doesn't work anymore, which is the reason of the popularity in American culture of Ron Paul. There needs to be a new situation. The people have had this for 30 years, and it doesn't work. In other words, perception doesn't rule the economy completely anymore.
Now, if we can just convince the people that have been perpetrating this stuff for three decades just to quit and go home, spend more time with their children or go into more lucrative things, we might be making some headway.
Okay, that statement we'll address when we come back.
All right. We also take calls today as well.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Tell you okay. What, let me take one phone call. This guy's been holding on since the beginning of the show. Let me take this one call. It might be pertinent to something you've already discussed here. Roger in Tennessee. Hello, Roger.
Hi, Roger. Roger. This is Roger.
Yes.
Oh, hi. I know James Martinez, and I'm kind of a media guru. I'm from Hollywood, and I just want to give him a little critique on his commercial. You want to hear me?
Thanks. Sure, go ahead.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
You got questions for Bob or you got questions for me?
Okay, James, I mean, you
yes.
know me, but I'm not going to reveal myself, but you've got to do that commercial over because you can't take this 976 sex commercial and say, this is hot, 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 hot. I mean, listen, it's not
Continue.
Hot, 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 hot. Okay, you hear me?
Yeah. Do you know why I did that? Do you know
okay,
why?
Okay, wait a minute. Don't listen. I want to tell you something. And you say you want to feel good. Yeah. Oh, I know you do. Yeah. Why did you do that?
I did that merely because the association people have with credit cards is everything but happy. And sometimes when people are when I've been discussing things with credit cards with people, they're in hugely bad. Tremendously bad resource states.
Okay, but let me tell you something. You said this too, and believe me, I'm in commercials, and you said, I want to ask you one question and one question only.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked a question, and then 2 seconds later, you asked three more questions. you said.
Right.
How many are you,
no,
are you in credit
I
card
ask
debt?
A question.
How many in this and blah, blah, blah?
I ask a question and then I give a statement.
Right.
That's what I do.
Now, I'm not criticizing you. I mean, I think you're great, but I think you've got to work on that commercial. And I got a question for John Stattmiller, too.
Go ahead.
Okay, John. All right, this HHO thing that you have that says you can laugh at. Okay, you guys talk consistently about the energy crunch and gas prices and so on and so forth, and you've got this commercial about how you can get a hybrid on your car and run, you know, water. Mm-hmm. Have you done this yourself?
I have seen it done. I know
have
that
seen it done?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing.
Yeah.
And I would actually do it. But the problem is, and I will say this, is that everything I look on the Internet, and I can see why that the oil companies would come on there and try to confuse you, and they are confusing me because I don't understand these kind of equations, and they're saying why it doesn't work. But have you known, and I will do it. I will actually spend the $300 to do it. But have you known someone personally who has saved 50% on this thing?
To answer your question honestly, no. Because it's relatively new, and I haven't gotten the feedback from it yet. But I have seen the process, and it does work.
Okay, because I've heard you say that you will not sponsor people, that you haven't thoroughly looked into these things, like, you know, Berkey Water. I mean, listen, I have been a contributor to your program
mm-hmm.
by buying products, and they have worked. The Berkey system has worked. All these things, but this thing, I just don't, I've never heard you really personally come out and sponsor, and if you do, I will buy this product, and I will try it on my car. I mean, but think about it, John. I mean, water in your fuel system. I mean, doesn't that sound like a risk?
Not really, no. Not really.
Okay, but you have known people, and people have come back to you personally who said that this thing works,
the process
right?
works, but I haven't hit your magic 50% mark yet.
Okay, but you talk about fuel prices and how...
Yeah.
Why haven't you tried this?
Why?
Why haven't you tried it?
Because I'm too damn busy.
Yeah, but this... I mean, can you imagine if you could save 50% on your fuel prices?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't you think that you would at least... You, if not you personally, someone that you know, try it?
I think I've already answered your question, Roger. And you keep asking the same question over again. What is it you need to hear out of me to make you go away?
Do you want me to go away?
Well, yeah, on this show particularly because we have Bob Nevert on. You're into James for the commercially cut, and now you're into me. And intimating that what I'm doing here is I'm just loading up the network with sponsors when I claim that I try every product
well,
out.
I'll tell you this, John. I listen to you, your show, okay, your the Republic Broadcasting Network. I listen to you more than anybody, even more than Alex Jones. And
well,
I really put a lot of faith into you.
That's easy to do.
Okay? I put a lot of faith into you. So I really do, if you were to say that this does work, and I've heard you before saying that you would not put a sponsor on.
Okay, that's
that
about the
trust,
sixth time
okay?
you've
so
made
that's
why that
I'm
point.
Asking you, okay, John?
Roger? Hey, Roger.
What?
Can you do this another day? I'll be happy to engage you on anything, but you've now
why
wasted.
Why does it have to be another day, John? Why can't it be today?
You know this guy?
No, I don't. I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right, Roger, another
yeah,
day.
Go ahead and hang up on me, John.
We have a scheduled guest,
yeah,
Roger.
Yeah, you've got a scheduled guest.
Boy, who pissed on your Wheaties this morning, my friend?
Sorry, Bob.
Yeah.
You
all right, Bob,
what you're gonna
onward
get.
And upward, we have an angry guy here. He's on the edge. I don't know what his deal is, but please continue. I mean, I gave the guy enough latitude, but you know what? When you start repeating yourself, and I think I've addressed your question to the best of my ability, and you will not accept that as an answer, and you want to keep grinding it into the ground, yeah, I'm going to cut you off, and I'm going to tell you to call another day. I'm not going to tell you I'm not going to take your call, because, Roger, I'll be happy to get in your butt anytime. All right? We'll take this break, folks. Sorry for the program interrupt us there. Roger had something important to say, and I hope he got it off his chest. I hope he's off my chest, because I can't breathe. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Maybe I can get a curtail here from Bob Nevert of what just transpired here, because it's a mystery to me. By the way, I will remind people that any product or service we offer on this network, they've got money-back guarantees. All right, Bob, what was this guy spreading on his Wheaties this morning?
Well, he says he's a media guru. There are no media anymore in terms of what I'm talking about. So he's another example of mediocre perception, allowing him to make a living. Now, let's address that in relation to your statement that you wish these people who are hypocritical or won't deal with the problem and count and bank on mediocrity, that they would go back to their families or go back and relax or back off a bit. The point we're making here, I'm making, is that there is not a definite category of families anymore. And there's not a definite category of going back. And there's no definite category of leaving. This is the problem. Any statement we make today under tactile liquid flow conditions, you cannot say that's exactly where we are. It's interesting, related to physics. They could not determine back in the 20s when radio came in, the conceptual response by physicists is that we can't determine the velocity or the position of a particle. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a sociological problem already there in the 20s and 30s. Now it's complexified by the fact we can determine the position of somebody because they got an email address and a website and they create their own MySpace. But the problem is you cannot relate it back to older media. You cannot communicate back into the reference points. So we have nothing communicated other than cliches. As James says, Hollywood relies on cliches and trivialities because they're the familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with Ron Paul, is he's banking on being familiar in terms of our real traditional heritage, but you cannot be more than mediocre if you do that. So, when you say that you're too busy, John, to deal with that guy's complaint, the reason you're busy is you got to juggle four bodies. You will get to that point at some point where you can handle it, but that is everybody's alibi. I'm too busy. Right? That is the global alibi. And that's because we have four bodies that we have to juggle. We didn't have that before. We actually had time to be not busy.
Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Hey, Don, you there?
Yes,
hey,
I am. I have two questions. First one is, would a FOIA request help in getting the whatever government it is in Iraq to tell us exactly how much oil is being put in there, put in tankers and sold, and who is it being sold to?
No. You FOI, Freedom of Information, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That
under our auspices, though, ain't it?
Look, that's an obsolete medium. The only reason that was allowed to come in was that that kind of communication paperwork was obsolete. And people even know when they get the stuff, it's all blacked out. And the government, whoever you want to consider is behind the scenes, don't mind that you think it's blacked out. So they created the FOA legislation to intimidate people to say there's someone blacking this out. It must be important. That's the game there. There's nothing important that can be released in the traditional paper, factual information world. That's my point here.
Okay.
Forget it.
Second thing is, now if we go in Iran or something like that, or we attack Iran, Russia says, you know, they ain't going to stand for it. But I bring this point up to you, that they also knew that there was not any tanks amassing on the Saudi border before we got into the Iraq war. And they never said a word. So how far will they go, you know, on this one?
Well, you're assuming they're not in Iran now. They are in Iran.
Well, I'm not assuming. I'm just saying, where is Russia, you know, standing, you know, if they say that they ain't going to allow it, but, you know, they allowed that to happen.
Look.
Without, you know, letting the world know, hey, that's a lie.
There is no Russia. Okay? There's an image, Mr. Putin. And he's involved with everybody else anyway, so there is no Russia. There is no United States. I mean, this goes back to the famous line in Network, 1976, where the guy, the leader of the corporation, says, there are no peoples, there are no races, there are no nations, there are no religions, the world's a holistic business. That's what we have to begin with. So let's not worry about names like Iran, Iraq, or the United States, or Russia. They do not exist. There are corporations, there are environments, there are technological memes running around in a state of conflict, and they're spying and invading each other all the time. Now, most people would find that too chaotic of an image of what's going on in the world. That's why you have nice, mediocre news presentations saying that we're in New York City and we're telling you what this is, the press conference was held here or there. They're speaking English. As soon as you turn on the radio and they're talking English, for Americans, you know it's obsolete.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the answers.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wow.
So, John, did I address the issue where you're saying you wish these people would back off? But we're all in the same situation where if we back off or they back off and we replace them, we're still in the imposed situation of perception is the economy. You have to keep that going unless we all agree we've got to turn off the electronic environment and go back to the 19th century newspaper world or whatever medium we agree on.
Okay, wait a minute. So what you're saying is if the bad guys are taken out, the good guys are put in, you still have to deal with the information environment anyway, correct?
That's right. The laws of this situation are imposed upon us. They are not imposed the more we collectively look at it and figure out how to communicate. But even then, there's a problem because if everybody agrees to watch TV and live in this internet world, this is the situation we have. We lose our jobs, the economy evaporates, it's a digital world, and as Chris Story reports and Will reports, somebody can steal the money through the White House and steal the Queen's gold, and all this stuff can happen because nobody can monitor that level of the virtual economy. But we allowed that situation by buying these technologies and using them. Now, I'm not speaking from a Luddite position that we should get rid of the technology, but we need to up the ante. I'm not presenting my opinion here about anything. I'm just describing the weather we're living in. Do you know what I mean?
I understand.
Right, right.
And we need to all do that. We
so
need
you're
to
saying if the bad guys are taken out and say all the good, Ron Paul gets elected, there's a whole total reframe of everything that we've been done and the past gets fixed or whatever, we go back to the gold center. It doesn't matter because you're saying within the information environment, this type of problematic issues with people going in and taking billions out of accounts and setting up flush funds here and stealing from here and doing this and reporting here, that will still continue regardless.
Yes, that's the point here. Now, that's a big problem if that's true, and I'm saying it is true. You know, that's what we're up against. That's why under these conditions you cannot have children, you cannot have grandparents. Everybody's a discarnate super angel engaged in this borderless environment or water that you're swimming in. They call it liquid capital. There's the water element right there.
Mm-hmm. The current C, right.
The current C. Mm-hmm. Yes, C, S-E-A.
Right, exactly.
Put the two together. But John, that's why I'm going to object to anything that's said about what we should do in terms of human scale solutions like beans, bullets, and bullion. That may be what we have to do, but it's not the solution.
No. I never put it forth to people for a solution. What it is a Band-Aid until we arrive at the solution to correct the problems that we see. And when I say Band-Aid, it's a life-saving Band-Aid.
Right, and that's going on everywhere. People are stealing money and doing what they do because they feel that they're in a panic situation and they're going to lose everything immediately. So they are doing these kind of moves. But that is not all that we need to do. We can still use this media, which nobody owns and everybody swims in, to talk about the issues clearly and accurately.
Regarding what you said about that, when I was on with John a couple days ago, I was talking about the identity theft issue. So you're saying, you know, you not only can steal a person's identity with credit cards or whatever, that is part of one of the symptoms of the information ages and what you're talking about, if people can go and steal money and do this and alter identities, and that's an effect of it, right?
Yes, and so kids will remain with the drug problem because the electric environment makes kids want to be on drugs because drugs is a way of keeping up with what they perceive the information is doing when there's 24/7 change. So they think, they perceive as a young mind, yeah, the world's hallucinating, I better practice hallucinating. So they take drugs. So we can't tell people to stop taking drugs or do all these moralistic levels of response unless we recognize the environment is causing the kids to be that way. That's another version of beans, bullets, and bullying, is to take drugs. For a young person.
Mm-hmm. To be able to handle it.
That is not going away. Drugs came in with TV and they've stayed here from the 50s on.
Mm-hmm. With the virtual economy as it is and people's perception of money, you're saying if the solutions that we talked about, then we continue to talk about like getting rid of the Federal Reserve or whatever.
Yeah.
And the people in power that are running the show, and they're dealing with this virtual economy. And you're saying it doesn't matter if the good guys are in or the bad guys are in, they're still going to have to deal with the virtual effects of the world and technology, right?
Right. And the intelligence agencies and the Bush administration know that. So they know they're impervious to any information about them, and they know they can't be caught. That's the whole issue in the Lianna case. He can't get his money because they won't send it to him, and they keep saying they've sent it to him, and they know that they can keep saying that they've sent it to him because nobody can measure anywhere where the money is anyways. Neither can the Bushes, but because they're the White House, they can claim that they own it right now. But nobody owns anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the incredible fact of this situation. Now,
so say, a lot of people, like I know John, I mean, nobody knows if all that's on there is true specifically. I understand what you're saying, but so you're saying if you take that example,
it's a syndrome. True, but it's a syndrome.
Okay. It's a syndrome that can that can happen anywhere in any country at any time.
Yeah, and so
that's the big problem,
right? And so most of our identities are based on ownership. At least in the industrial West, it came in with private identity, which was brought in with the printing press. And as long as we need to have that form of identity, the leaders who live in the virtual captains of industry, they need money. even though the technology we live in cancels money as a viable medium. But to communicate with each other, we've got to claim we've got a bank account. And so it has to be stolen constantly, and that's why we've had no money since August 15, 1971, when Nixon put the whole economy on a floating exchange rate. He had to do that. That's where the computerized economy had reached by 71. And we've been in that same spot ever since. And so what do politicians do? They speak English, they claim they're living in this little state or a country, and they talk about what we got to do about those other countries, and they say we're going to get you jobs, and not one bit of what they said the last 4 years has ever been actualized. Because it can't be actualized as long as we have this environment. And that's a very important thing to understand. If you understand that, you're actually going to get some slack. You're going to understand why all this noise continues increasing. And you know that it's a distraction from the perception. It doesn't save you personally, but at least you know why we're in trouble.
Right. Let's go to another caller, Bill in Alaska. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well.
Greetings
from
the Great White North, John.
Hi.
This guy just blew my mind in 20 minutes, and that's quite an accomplishment. Because I'm 62 years old, I tend to want to try to simplify things. And I guess what I'm asking is, are we a nation of sheep without a flock? Is that what's making us all so uncomfortable, and why we gravitate towards authority? Why every group wants to be comfortable. They want to have their own comfort zone. You know, blacks with blacks, whites with whites, mm-hmm. rich, poor, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it the reason why I watch 24 hours when I detest everything it stands for? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, for 20 years, I owe no money. Zero. I don't owe anybody a penny. I don't have any credit cards. I've been floating as a single entity for almost 20 years now. And it was exceedingly uncomfortable at the beginning because I didn't have all those safe zones, those comfort zones. But I've gotten used to it after a while. But I look at people and I say, regardless of the facts, regardless of what they see, they still keep acting like they don't know.
That's right, Bill.
Yes.
I agree with you, but we need to state it differently. We're not sheep, we're not unified, but we're imposed upon by an environment or weather. Talk about global warming. This is a global cooling of all social values that we've lived by for centuries. That situation makes us all become one imploded electron, and the way it looks at itself is through the White House. And so the media is the afterimage of this uniformity and consensus that makes people think they're and look like sheep. But we're actually not sheep. We are nihilists and anarchists the way we respond to the situation. And then you look on the Internet, maybe you're not looking at that enough, there's total chaos and freedom and autonomy on the Internet. The kids are having the most glorious means of expressing themselves, and they don't look for consensus. But they do when they get off the Internet. They got to get a job with their chemical body, and that's
right.
When they get in trouble.
It's almost
there is
like,
no job.
It's almost like TMI, too much information.
Exactly. It's too much media forms. Let's say not information. People can enjoy information because you don't have to remember it because there's always going to be more. So you don't have to be responsible for what you learn. But juggling the form.
I like that.
Oh, God. Help us all.
But in answer to your question, Bob, maybe let me rephrase this question. In any organized societies, we always look for sources of authority, and assuming that those sources of authority are protecting what people value the most. In this country, freedom and liberty is a good example. Protecting their money is another good example, but it's a free market system we're supposed to be living in. But is Bill asking the right question here? Are the cattle roaming around or the zombies roaming around hoping to bump into their fearless leader?
He's suffering the same pain we're all suffering because we're all looking at each other as zombies. Because we are zombies when our chemical body has also got the TV and chip body. And so the chemical body, to adjust, has to be passive and let the TV consumption and Internet activity happen, so the chemical body looks like a zombie. So he's expressing a constant theme and pain, but his language, like the people, There is no just people. There is people squared and multiplied by multiple bodies. So if there are 300 million Americans, that's 300 million chemical bodies. No, there are at least 2 trillion Americans if you add on the other bodies. Do you see what I'm saying? Follow that?
Yeah, I do.
So looking at the chemical body as a zombie is not seeing the present. But what you mean by zombie is that we are not free, we cannot have any choice in the traditional means, we cannot have freedom of speech, and the reason is the technology, which we created and we bought and imposed on ourselves. That's okay, in relation to authority, what is someone going to be an authority about?
Why do I just get the strange impression here that I'm sitting in the electric chair and I'm pulling the switch on myself?
That's because I'm an effective communicator.
Have a great day, John. I got to go.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate your call. We'll take the break. We'll come back and finish this edition of Cash Flow on this Wednesday, folks. Grab that switch.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
We're back here. Ray from Oregon. We'll squeeze you in here real quickly, sir. Hello, Ray.
Yes, John.
Yes.
Your guest today has got it right on. This is what I've been trying to do with you, and you've perceived me as some sort of an enemy. I'm not. I'm talking about the system.
No, Ray Karczewski, I just object to your terminologies.
Well, I understand that. Yeah. I speak of it in spiritual terms, and your guest is speaking of technical terms.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the system that is the problem. And it's the system of dualistic thought in opposition to each other, and that makes for controversy, and controversy is your business. Now, until you understand that, you contribute to it by offering a platform for it. Now, we all are sovereign people. That means we are a law unto ourselves. We just believe otherwise by the conditioning that we have been bombarded with by media almost from birth. That's what must be understood. If each of us had the understanding that your guest has, or that I have, but I'm not able to communicate it as well as your guest is because I don't speak in secular terms. Or in technical terms.
No, that's right, Ray. Ray, you're not using the correct language for public communication. You're talking a private vocabulary.
I understand that. But I'm stuck with that. I cannot speak for other than I can. And,
well, then you're as guilty as John or this programmer I am here.
You're not paying attention
to the perception and how to communicate the situation, and you're creating conflict in yourself with us.
It's the flaw of language that is the problem,
yes,
sir.
But it's not the flaw of verbal language. It's the flaw of the new languages, which is television. The people are looking for authority figures in the content of TV, looking for verbal excellence or verbal superiority, and they don't know that the author or the authority of our situation is the TV experience itself, not
That's
the
correct.
Content.
Precisely. That's the point.
It's hard to talk about it, though, isn't it?
That's the hell we're in.
Yes.
That's all I had to say, John.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate your call. Now, the modification that Ray could make is talking to somebody in secular terms, but as he admitted, that he cannot do that.
That's what's interesting in this situation, is that it's so frustrating, the communication problem we have, that we fall back on our basic preference or style of living, and that's what fragments people. They're becoming fanatics about what they are in the form of communication. Not what they believe in, but in their form of communication.
And willing to defend it till their death. Like
that's
my
right.
analogy, sitting in the electric chair going, I don't
right.
want to die while I'm reaching for the switch.
That's right. That's what we've done.
Yeah,
and we've already killed our chemical bodies. I have a friend who's a pretty good statistician. He says 1 in 2 people are going to get cancer. In 30 years, maybe 20 years, 1 in 1 person is going to get cancer, meaning everybody is predetermined that they will get cancer. That's another form of the electrocution of ourselves, and I'm saying that's already happened 20 years ago. We are not here anymore. We don't need to wait for the apocalypse, the Armageddon. It has happened. It has happened. And that's another way of saying, well, how are we going to communicate in this ridiculous situation?
You know, the other day I was talking to a couple of neighbors of mine. One guy is trying to desperately sell a house. Another guy moved into a house. He had to throw a renter out because they were trashing the property. And the one guy that's trying to sell his house and get the heck out of Dodge and go to Dallas, he's taking care of the mortgage, and he's trying to sell the house. He's showing it and whatever else. And well, one day I saw this guy mowing everybody's grass. In the empty lot next to him, I said, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm trying to sell this guy's house, and I'm trying to convince people this is a pretty good neighborhood, and it looks nice. Well, the woman that lives across the street, a young gal, she's got a lawnmower. Evidently, she doesn't know how to pull the pull cord. One of her dogs, her errant dogs, is running around the neighborhood, and I banged on her front door yesterday, and I said, hey. I said, is this your dog? She says, oh, yes, thank you. Now, she won't fix her fence. Her roof is blowing off. But she's not mowing her grass, and I'm walking away, and I said to her, I said, by the way, when are you going to mow your grass? Soon. I said, well, I hope it's real soon. But I said to the one guy that's handling the real estate for the other fellow there, I said to him, is that the owner of the house? And he says, I think it is. And I says, well, you know, we got around to the subject matter, and I says, well, can we text her? Because obviously she doesn't understand human language, so let's give her a text message.
Very good point, John. Yes, that's my closing point. Her chemical body is who you're dealing with, and yeah, go for a TV chip body.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I'm going to have to try something. I'm going to have to ask her for her email address or something. All right, hey, thanks. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. James, stand by your cell phone because I'm going to be calling you right after the show.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, folks. Thank you all for listening out there. We'll see you when again, Ray? Ray, Bob?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Okay, we're back on schedule then.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye. All right, we'll see you all tomorrow, folks.
Bye-bye.
Grab that switch on the electric chair.
Men are...